some in chapter 3 of Genesis. He talks about it in chapter 2 too, but how he didn't just make things, didn't just make trees, he made it pleasing to the eye. And that's one thing that Eve says when she is talking with the serpent. She says it's good for food and pleasing to the eye, so she ate it. So God doesn't just make things logistically. You know, he could have very well just made one source of food, you know, a cube that we all ate every day, full of nutrients that we need for our bodies, no taste, and, you know, we would have been perfectly fine, none the wiser. But he made stuff that was pleasing to the eye, wonderfully tasted on our lips and our tongues and taste buds and, you know, all these things that God delights in us delighting in his creation. So this is why it's so easy to, well, hard to remember, but to not easy to forget all of his blessings. So if we make it a habit of when we taste deliciousness and we see beautiful things and to say, God, just thank you, you know, the quick adoration to him because he made it all for our enjoyment and his glory. I want to point out something else that I always thought was really interesting, and I'd love to learn more about it or see if I can find a good sermon by a good pastor. But Satan says when he's deceiving Eve, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. That's verse 5 of chapter 3. And he's not technically lying, but he is deceiving. Adam and Eve's eyes were open to good and evil. That was their cause of death. So Satan didn't lie, which is, I always find really interesting, because lies are too easily denied. But when you start speaking truth wrapped in lies, when you start deceiving like that, that's when people fall for it. That's why it's so important to know our Bibles, to guard our minds from false teachers, because what they're saying sounds right. And then they're actually saying a lot of right things, but it's wrapped in deceitfulness. It's wrapped in the wrong focus. It's wrapped in self-glorification as opposed to Christ glorification. So just a quick note today, Genesis 3. Start reading your Bibles and please somebody start fasting with me. Fasting every week, man. It's a life changer. Love you guys.